All right, it's the Innovate Business Challenge put on by the Decade of Difference. And joining me here in the studio is Genevieve Regley, one of the past winners. Did I get your name right?
Yes, you did. Most people don't, so that's pretty impressive now.
All right. I've been practicing. Okay, so let's first of all explain what this thing is really all about.
All right, the Innovate Business Challenge is a competition that consists of three phases. And basically, if you've ever had an idea, anything that can be a business, anything really can be a business. And if you have a passion that you really, really love, it can help you kickstart your business. So what the Innovate Business Challenge does is it consists of three different phases. The first phase is the video upload, where you take a 90-second elevator pitch of yourself. It's like a selfie video.
Mm-hmm.
And you're basically advertising your business and why you should be selected as one of the 40 that will move on to the next phase. The second phase is where you're really able to develop your business, your idea, who your consumer will be, who's going to buy your product, where you're going to market it, what you're going to charge. It really helps you kind of figure out who you are as a person and what your business is. And then the final phase is where you get to present live in front of about 5 or 6 judges presenting your idea. And then from then, you can be awarded prize money as well as a couple other prizes.
Fantastic. Now, you have won in the past. So what was your business?
My business was Greengrassville. So I'm a 5th-generation dairy farmer. And through this, I was able to kind of find a niche industry, which was the veal market. So what I do is I take dairy bull calves, raise them out on pasture with their adopted mother or mother. And the entire time, these calves are grazing out on pasture. So it really produces a good source of meat. I raise them till they're about 6 months old, and then I've sold them to local families, local, I hope to get it into stores eventually, and it really, this veal produces a good, tender meat source that's not only delicious, but it's also very, very healthy for you, too.
Fantastic, and so you went through this whole thing, you did the elevator pitch, you mm-hmm. did all of this, and wound up winning. What was your prize?
My prize, I was able to receive $2,000 in nice cash awards, which really helped me kickstart my business. I was able to get some advertising tools for it, such as banners and stuff, so I could go to possibly like farmers markets where I can advertise my business.
Mm-hmm.
So help me kickstart that. In addition to that, I was able to receive $1,000 in media advertisements. So not only was I able to kickstart my business and get it going, I was able to advertise it as well in the community.
Fantastic. And how are things going at this point?
At this point, things are going pretty well. Thankfully, to the Innovate Business Challenge, it really just gathered my thoughts and everything I wanted to do, and I was able to put it into an act, put it to action. So I've been able to raise veal calves year long, and I've been able to sell them to numerous individuals.
Fantastic. So what is the age range this competition is open to?
All right, so the age range for the Innovate Business Challenge is high school. So it's really encouraging young entrepreneurs. So if you ever had an idea, go for it.
Nice. Okay. So now the first phase, which is the elevator pitch, that's due pretty soon, right?
Yeah, it is. It is due pretty soon. It's due February 11th by 5 p.m. So this video, your your pitch, your elevator pitch video, can consist of a selfie video, so super easy to take, only 90 seconds, and you could submit it at decadivedifference.org/innovate. You just click on the Innovate link, and I'll have a spot to upload your video.
Simple enough. And it's called an elevator pitch because it's only 90 seconds. So basically,
it's the time you're in an elevator. Just
right.
Imagine you're in an elevator going up, and mm-hmm. you have to tell someone about your business. So just a little quick spill about your business to get people interested.
So this doesn't have to be like a big produced Steven Spielberg thing. It's just
Not quite. No, super, super simple. All you're doing is explaining your idea.
That's it. Let the idea speak for itself. Excellent. So most people can do that. I think most people have like iPhones and smartphones, and they can just kind of do
that. Oh, yes, for sure, for right. sure.
So that's probably the easiest way to do that. And so what happens if, let's just say I am a student in high school and I have a great idea and I've submitted my video before the deadline. What happens after that?
All right, after that, you get an email and a letter in the mail, and you'll have, because several judges will be able to grade your elevator pitch, and based on how you explained it, and on the website, it has the rubric, and then they'll be able to grade it. They'll choose the top 40 people's elevator pitches, and then those 40 will move on to the second phase. So you'll be notified whether you are in the top 40, and if you move on, that's when you will actually get down to the roots and develop your business plan.
Fantastic. Well, it's pretty exciting. So any high school kids or parents of high school kids who are listening right now who have a great idea, that's, you know, I've got this fantastic idea, this is the time to do it. Give the address again.
All right. So when you want to upload your video,
sure.
Go to www.decadeofdifference.org and click on the Innovate link. It should pop up right away.
Excellent. Decadeofdifference.org and then the Innovate link. Simple enough.
Simple enough.
Alrighty. Well, I wish good luck to all of the budding entrepreneurs out there. And Genevieve, thank you so much for coming in.
All right. Thank you.